I had a guy that was really good in teaching me. His name was Art Cole. And he was, you know, when I knew him, he was about 10,000 years old, I thought. And he told me one time, he said, you know, you take my relationship with you for granted. I said, no, I don't. You know, I really like it. No, it's great, you know. He said, one of these days, you're going to wish that we could talk again, but it'll be too late. We won't be able to. And he was right. As much as I enjoyed his company, there was a time when he was gone. Don't take these calls for granted. They do not exist anywhere in the world. This is a gift for all of us. And by the way, for Art as well, when he was teaching me, he enjoyed it very much. And he gave me a lot of the sayings that I have, a lot of the fun ones that I have. He gave me those. One of them was, you know why you haven't found the girl of your dreams? Why is that, Art Cole? Why have I not found the girl of my dreams? Well, God is protecting her from you till you straighten yourself out. I thought, man, that's really good. That's really good. That's really good. We have teachers along the way. And sometimes we're like, I don't have time, you know. I make the time. Because there will come a day when you wish that you could talk to the people that changed your life. And that time has passed. Chapter 45, Unresolved Conflict, the 5 C's and 4 Principles, 2024. It is something you're going to say, yeah, I do that. Pay attention, because it's not something, oh, yeah, I do. No, it's not that way. And it's so brief in the chapter because I can't make it long. I mean, I could make a whole study of each one of these things, unresolved conflict, the 5 C's, or the 4 Principles. But I have to put them together, and that's what we're doing today. So when these calls come up, like this one, do your notes and pay attention. Those of you who do not write, because you're busy. And I point out to everyone that what we're busy with is we're busy with the gifts that God has given us. We're busy with actual gifts that God has given me. And you, every day, we're so busy with them, we don't have time to do the work to know God. We don't have time to go to Bible study. We don't have time to go to church. We don't have time to do an assignment. We don't have time to do the opportunity because we're so busy doing the things that God gave us to do. As we begin unresolved conflict, unresolved conflict, make no mistake, is a great thing. It's a teacher. One of the best teachers I have ever found. Unresolved conflict. So as we begin, dig where you are and that you get to be here. It's really a beautiful day that God has made. So let's begin. Chapter 45, Unresolved Conflict, the 5 C's and the 4 Principles, 2024. Unresolved conflict, how to live life with God in mind, awareness of the Word, discernment of the Holy Spirit, the free gift of the cross, and the miracles God has given you. That's a lot. The right way yields a learning always. But it takes time. Time. Time that nobody wants to take. We want it right now, I tell you. Right now. Whatever it is, we want it right now. If you can overcome the intensity of that sidestepping 45, if you can overcome, I want it right now. The results are not immediate. But they are coming. If you can be patient. And how much better they are than a society of instant gratification. I got to have it right now. The time is now. Pounce on it. Jump on it. The time is right now. The opportunity. I'm going to try to teach you how to embrace and welcome unresolved conflict, i.e. those things that there is no answer for this minute. There's no solution for this minute. I hopefully can teach you how to unwind each issue in unresolved conflict. Take it captive, as Scripture says. bring it to Christ, and learn what the Lord is teaching. Oh God, we pause for a moment of prayer and say, if you would be so kind, give me the words to say the right way, the intonation of my voice, and all the things that need to happen so that my friends here on the phone hear the message that you have prepared this morning. In Jesus, I pray this morning. If you can take this lesson to heart, your life will slowly become better. If, on the other hand, one decides to take the short route, take matters into their own hands, bypass, if you will, unresolved conflict, bypass prayer, bypass Christ, come up with an alternative, instant band-aid solution, be willing, if you do that, be willing to pay a hefty price. Bypassing unresolved conflict means you don't pray about it. You don't need to. You haven't consulted the Word or Christ. You've come up with something because you want it right now. So you've come up with a way to do it. You don't believe me? There's a hefty price with it. Take out a cash advance, a hard money short-term loan. I'll get her done. You get the idea? All at once you're overloaded with interest and penalties and payments, worse than before. And that's just one stupid way of understanding the consequences of bypassing unresolved conflict. I needed the money. What do I got to do? Figure it out. That's what you got to do. Choosing plan A. It sounds like plan B. No. Choosing plan A is always, there is no plan B. Doing what needs to be done is always plan A. We always do plan A. There is no plan B. Doing what needs to be done long term, identifying the problems and correcting without making more problems. Now let's investigate the structure of doing things correctly and learning from this great teacher, unresolved conflict. Think of it like a teacher in front of the class. Unresolved conflict. Sir, can I call you unresolved? Well, that'd be okay, Pat. Just call me unresolved, right? A guy standing up there trying to help you navigate things you don't like. What don't you like? Long-term solutions. The power to challenge oneself in an overcomer, i.e. navigating through raised issues that unresolved conflict has brought to the surface. Things you can't get around. And you don't have a solution for them right now. 1 Corinthians 9:24. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. How do we do that? How do we work out here? I start with the five C's. Content, continuity, contact, conditions, and closings. Content, 1, 2, continuity, 3, contact, 4, conditions, 5, closing. You'll need all 5. Or none at all. About right now, people glaze over. What kind of people glaze over? This is harsh. Losers glaze over. I got this. I don't know what he's talking about. Losers glaze over. Let's run them down. Content to the design phase in a project. Flush out the complete idea, beginning to end. How many people start without that? Whatever's best for the plan, the right plan, the idea of let's get started and we'll see what happens does not pay well. It wastes money and it kills good relationships. 1 Corinthians 14:40. But all things should be done decently and in order. That's number one, content. Don't forget it. Write it down. Number two, continuity, the timeline. The timeline. You can't have a timeline without the content, right? Continuity. Times and dates of each portion to be completed. The who, what, where, when, and why. Micromanagement gets a bad rap, doesn't it? It's actually your best friend. Use it. Be aware of your project and all personnel in every detail. Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord, not for men. Okay, we're doing pretty good. Content, and then we got continuity. We know what it is. Now we're going to try to make it work. Now we're going to say three, contact. If we're going to make it work, the people, we have frequent hourly communication with all employees involved. Frequent, throughout the hour. Well, I don't have time for that. Make time. Never leave any aspect unattended for any time at all. Keep things correct with a watchful eye. Make men men. Make good people strong. Make losers winners. Romans 12:10. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Be an example. Be on top of people. Help them. Content, continuity, and contact. Now what? Oh, coming up on number four, conditions. The money schedule. We forget about that all the time, right? Because people don't want to talk about it. Up front, have the details. Agreed upon schedules regarding payment, change orders, man hours, finish dates, margin, and language in the event of unforeseen challenges. Did you hear what I said, children of the Lord? Get the details on payment, change orders, man hours, finish dates, margin. Calculate it. Get it right. And the language in the event of unforeseen challenges. Money must be recalibrated as problems arise. Yeah, along the way, you got to watch it every day. Push back on unfair or unrealistic expectations that customers have, employees have. You got to fix it right away. Never proceed on change orders without all powers that be in agreement. Signatures, man. Stop production immediately when you hear that phrase. Your company must absorb the change order. It must be done at this time or else. Whatever version of that, it's got to be done. We'll deal with it later. Just get it done. Stop production. Stop it. None of that is true. Get the money straightened out so that everybody agrees. Risk the relationship to renegotiate. Check the costs every day and line them up with the contract. Let always cool heads prevail. Proverbs 15:1. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Hard to do, right? Hard to do, right? We're running them down. Content, we had that. Continuity, we had that. Contact with people, we got that. Conditions, we got that. And finally, closing. You see, if you're not writing this down or really paying attention on a chapter like this, you don't know what I'm talking about. But it's a good idea that you figure it out and that you pay attention and that you listen to this over and over again. Number five, closing, collection, and sign-off. Big line item. Without the ability to ask for the final payment, come on, you're wasting your time and killing your company. Retention, that's a killer, isn't it? If you're familiar with the term, it's a real economic nightmare. Try to negotiate this item off the table, if you can. Or cover the margins without retention, if you can. So that this retention becomes icing on the cake, if you ever get it. Retention's a killer. Avoid projects that say, we'll pay you when we get paid. Avoid that, man. Or anything resembling that. Well, I'd never work. Yes, you will. It's not incumbent on you to get you paid. It's incumbent upon them to get you paid. But if you don't make them responsible, then it is your problem. That pay when you get paid has destroyed good companies over the years, many. Don't be afraid to ask for the cash. When clients get angry because you are asking for the cash you've earned, it's their problem. When clients get angry because you're asking for your money, that's their problem. But if you don't collect it, that's your problem. This is your company. Take care of it. James 5:7-8. Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its value crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too be patient and stand firm because the Lord's coming is near. Unresolved conflict. I can't get paid. Yes, you can. Unresolved conflict. I got to take jobs that I shouldn't. No, you don't. Check your phone right now. Check your phone. Make sure it's muted. I can hear you moving around. Be patient and stand firm. Well, I patiently waited for payment. No, you negotiated for payment. You negotiate it and you need to go after it. Why? James 4:17. So whoever who knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is a sin. When you know the right thing to do for what God has given you and you don't do it, not so good. Not so good. Whoa, I'm just human. Stop saying that. You're made in the image of God, human. The five C's, remember them every day. Reread them all the time. Content, continuity, contact, conditions, and closing. So important. Make these five C's a part of your everyday negotiation. The way you drive your company, the way you live, the standard company policy. Standard company policy is taking care of what God has given you, the people, places, and things that God has given you. Well, I heard you, Pat. Five C's, I guess that's it. Well, no, it's not. As the old commercial used to say, I don't know if you guys remember it, you're all too young. And that's not all. Dude, with your new Ginsu knife set, is that all you get? No, that's not all. You also get a new set. Yeah, well, that's not all in chapter 45. In order to navigate chapter 45, unresolved conflict, there is the five C's. And now I introduce you, in addition to the five C's, four very important principles. That's a lot to remember. You're already glazed over. Oh, no, I can't. I don't remember what he said. You want to make money long term? You want your families to think you're the man, the myth, the legend, the woman, the myth, the legend? Do what I'm asking you to do. Well, I don't have time. Make time. Make time. Let's start with the four principles, and then we'll recap. Principle number one, family first, business first. They're the same thing, man. If you can't remain cash positive, your family will suffer. Your commitments will suffer. And in the end, there's a hefty price to pay for violating principle number one. Never mortgage your family for profit. How often have I heard, man, I'll do anything to keep that client? Really? How many times have I seen a company that has one customer, two customer, three customers? Yeah, it's good. Well, what happens if you lose them? What happens if someday they just tell you, you know what, we don't need you. We don't need you. You got to take care of your business, your family. Principle number one, family first, business first. 1 Timothy 5:8. But if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Hey, that's pretty harsh. Yes, it is. When you're in charge of making money in your house, you got to take care of things globally. You got one customer? Great. Look for another one. Make yourself aware of the landscape around you. Because at any given moment, whoever you're working for could tell you, you know what, my cousin's going to do this, I'm out. We've made some changes. We're thinking, we're going up. We're thinking some changes. And you're out. And then never mortgage your family for clients and customers. What are you, crazy? To get the job done, I got to mortgage my house. Stop thinking about unresolved conflict. Well, it's the only thing I could do. It's the only thing you thought to do in a second. Take some time. That's principle number one. Principle number two, always supportive, slightly detached, and always equal. Principle number two is about maintaining good perspective. Perspective, not perception. Well, that's what I think. That's perception. Perspective is the way it actually is. A, always supportive. That means you got good solutions all the time. Being of good cheer, you got good solutions all the time. Slightly detached. You got to kind of step away from the situation so you don't get emotional, angry, or inappropriate. Always remember that one. Everybody forgets about that one, right? And C, always equal. Not above anybody or below anybody. You're equal as God sees us all. Keeping your responsibilities, of course, but you're equal. The responsibilities God has given you, by the way. So principle number two, always supportive. Slightly detached and always equal. Yeah. Philippians 2:3-4. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. Think about that for a second. An unresolved conflict with principle number two, you got to be supportive of people. You got to see what they need to do their job. You got to think about the whole thing, not just you. And what happens if you make a mistake and your family's depending on you? You got to think about them, slightly detached, so you don't get mad when things don't work out your way. And that you're equal to people. You need to take another minute with unresolved conflict. You need to take another time. Ecclesiastes 11:6, plant your seed in the morning and keep busy all afternoon. For you don't know if profit will come from one activity or another, or maybe both. Pay attention. Wow, we got a lot going on. Five C's, now principle one and two. Principle one, family first, business first. Think about it. Principle number two, always supportive, slightly detached, and always, always equal. Principle number three, the truth to the right person at precisely the right time. Boy, if you've made it this far in your notes, you're a winner. A year from now, your balance sheet is going to look way different in the positive. If you're not paying attention, you better start. Principle number three, the truth to the right person at precisely the right time. Give people the truth. With love, give them the truth. With love, give them the truth. At a perfect time that will inspire them to work. But you got to know the truth. And the right time will present itself. When you know the truth, the right time will present itself. And good things will happen. Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. What are we learning here? In unresolved conflict, take a minute. Take a minute. Start thinking about it. Unresolved conflict is God calling you, saying, hey, talk to me. Come on, talk to me. Let's talk it over. All things are possible with the old man here. Talk to me. Unresolved conflict. You can't figure it out because why? Because you're you and God is God. There is a God and you're not it. Take unresolved conflict to him. He loves to hear from you. He loves for you to say, this can't be done. He's like, really? Really? Let's take a look at that. My wonderful son, my wonderful daughter who I love so much. Bring it to me. Principle number four, the last one here. Never expect the company to do for you what you cannot do for yourself. Take care not to overburden a good company with the nonsense, with nonsense spending of corporate funds. Nonsense spending. God gives you that money to take care of people, places, and things. Don't spend it on stupid. Well, what's stupid? I used to list stuff that was stupid. You know what's stupid. You know good and well what you shouldn't be spending corporate money on. Well, I deserve it. You don't deserve anything, and neither do I. God has given a gift to us every day. James 4:3. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. That pretty much says it right there. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. Well, now I got unresolved conflict. I got to figure out a way to do it. I'll take a loan out. I'll refinance. I'll take the money from. I actually had a guy tell me one time, I'm going to take it to Vegas. I'm going to take this money to Vegas. I need money. I'm going to take it to Vegas, and I'm going to pray about it, and I'm going to double my money. Are you out of your mind? In James 4:3, verse 10 goes on to say, humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. People have said a lot of things to me. A lot of them crazy. All of these items that I've given you, the five C's and the four principles, it's not a quick fix, but it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. Principle number one, family first, business first. Takes a minute. Principle number two, always supportive. Slightly detached and always, always equal. Takes a little time to work that out with people. Principle number three, the truth to the right person at precisely the right time. It takes a little thought, doesn't it? You just can't mouth off at somebody. The truth to the right person at precisely the right time. Do you know how brilliant that is? Thank you, Jesus. Principle number four, never expect the company to do for you what you cannot do for yourself. All of us understand that one. All of these items take time to consider and plan. It's not a quick fix. It just shouldn't be, as I say. Unresolved conflict is a brilliant avenue if taken. Brilliant. It will sort out serious problems that could, in the end, lead into absolutely brilliant. When you add God to unresolved conflict, you're headed for amazing, Daddy-O. The problem all of us face is practicing patience and study. Yeah, right? Lending to reason and wisdom. The problem all of us face is practicing patience and study. Lending to reason and wisdom. Nah, I gotta make it happen right now. That might not be the right thing. There's a time to do things right away. When you're standing in front of a bus and it's coming down the road at 50 miles an hour, it's time to get out of the way. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about things that go with your mind. Tactics. One must learn to control impatience, to allow unresolved conflict to teach and give resolution and honor to an otherwise impossible dead end. Well, who said it was a dead end? You will. I will. God didn't say that. Well, what if it is a dead end? Well, then God helped you dodge a bullet. Thank you, Jesus. But it takes time to consider that. Because instead of saying it's a dead end, you'll just say, I can figure out another way to do it. And you will be able to figure out another way to do it. And it is not after you ask God about it. Yeah, it was. I asked God when I was on my way to... The five C's and the four principles keep good order during such an important process. My friends, talent. You all have such great talent, but it's lost. It's lost when correct behavior is not strictly maintained. It's lost. It's like a gun without a barrel. You don't know where the bullet's going to go. Major problems should never be reduced to a petty need to get things moving here. We reduce major problems to these petty little things, like we can just blow it off and fire somebody or not fire somebody. Get a loan, fix it, refi the house, take the money in. Buy whatever I want. I need a truck. I need a tractor. I'm just going to take it. I couldn't figure out how to do it. I just had to do something. Major problems should never be reduced to this petty, I got to get it done. I just got to get things moving. St. Augustine is quoted as saying, do you wish to be great? Then begin by being. Do you desire to construct a vast and lofty fabric? Think first about the foundations of humility. The higher your structure is to be, the deeper must be its foundation. Dig that. You want to be a strong building? Deep foundations. How do you get that? Luke 14:28, for which one of you, when he wants to build a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if he has enough to complete it? Hey, well, I always cost out my jobs. Do you? From the minute it begins to the end, a lot of things cost more money than money. A lot of things cost more than money. Money costs more than money. You ever try to borrow money? Money costs a lot of money. But a lot of things cost more than money. And they are much more valuable than money. Duty, honor, and dependability and your good reputation are found at the end of unresolved conflict. Unresolved conflict is the teacher that brings you to duty, honor, and dependability, a good reputation. Not a reputation for a quick thinker and an instant reactor. Oh, he's got a short fuse on him, I tell you. You don't want to be that guy. You want to be the guy who's thoughtful, takes time to give a problem respect, a challenge, to give it the respect it deserves. Take it to God. Think about it. Talk about it. Pray about it. Read your word. Take a minute. Well, I don't have time for that. Yes, you do have time for it. I got to get back to this one client I have. Think about what you're saying. Everybody in your life finds you not needed. You're not needed by everybody in your life. Every customer you have, they don't need you. God needs you. You are irrelevant, can be irrelevant to a customer in a second, leaving you with nothing. If you put all your eggs in the basket of one customer, two customers, three customers, you can become irrelevant to them in a second. Will you ever become irrelevant to God? No. Well, I don't know how to get another client. Unresolved conflict. Take it to God. Start talking with that in your mind. Start asking God to bring people that will help you. These two words, unresolved conflict, they're the basic essentials of commitment and long-term viable thought. That, in fact, will most definitely lead to genius. Can you dig what I said? These two words, unresolved conflict, they teach people basic essentials of commitment in a long-term viable thought that, in fact, will most definitely lead to genius. Genius. Why? Because you took it to God. God is all knowledge, and his thoughts are above yours. Short-term, got to get her done, hurry up leads to average. Short-term, hurry up leads to average. It'll do, Lou. Never realizing the resources of a blessed mind, a blessed mind, that the Holy Spirit, i.e. God, derives pleasure in the direction of careful planning and the invitation of divine knowledge. You asking the Lord for divine knowledge, asking God, what would you have me do with the gifts that you have given me? I see an impossible thing before me, Lord, what shall I do? You are bordering right now on genius. All the things you don't have time to do, oh my goodness. Use these five C's and the four principles. Use them. Use them. Let me just hit the principles. Family first, business first. Principle number one. Principle number two, always supportive, slightly detached, and always, always equal. Principle number three, the truth to the right person at precisely the right time. That takes some thought, doesn't it? Principle number four, never expect a company to do for you what you cannot do for yourself. When you think about that for a second, why, things make sense in the five C's. The five C's, right? The five C's. What was that again, Pat? Content, the design phase, get it all done. Continuity, how does it fit together? Contact, talk to all the people all the time until the project is done. And then talk to them after it's done to keep the relationship good. Conditions, the money, the conditions that you will work in times of trouble and stress and change orders, etc. And finally, closing, how to get the money. This is such an important chapter. Ecclesiastes 7:1-4. A good name is better than fine perfume, and the day of death better than the day of birth. It is better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting. For death is the destiny of everyone, and the living should take this to heart. Why? Because every minute you have is a gift. You're not promised anything. Take care of every minute you have. You don't know when you'll be called to death. Take it seriously. Take it to heart, this life that you have been given. Frustration, this goes on to say in Ecclesiastes 7, 1 through 4, frustration is better than laughter.
What?
Because a sad face is good for the heart. Frustration is better than laughter. Sounds a lot like unresolved conflict. Frustration because a sad face is good for the heart. It lets you think. I have so often said that people are sad, they learn better. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of pleasure. Think about this, Ecclesiastes 7:1-4. Well, it doesn't make sense to me. Yes, it does. Crazy nonsense and big party time. You only live once. Let's rock and roll. The heart of the wise is in the house of the mourning, realizing when people are sad, mourning, they're sad, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. They're sad because they're thoughtful of the things that are here, things that we have to do, things that are unresolved conflict. They think about them. They're thoughtful about the end. The end is near for everybody? Yeah. We don't know how close, but it's there. But I leave you with the heart of the wise is in the house of the mourning. Those that are sad, thoughtful, reflective. But the heart of fools is in the house of pleasure. Let's cut loose. Everybody cut loose. Fancy free. Let's roll. Kids, we have been given so much. Chapter 45, Unresolved Conflict, the Five C's and the Four Principles, 2024. Listen to this over and over and over again. Be a leader. Learn the hard lessons, the ones that are inconvenient, you know the ones you don't have time for. Make time. Make time. Be the leader that God has offered to you. He has offered you a position to lead, teach, and inspire. He has offered that to you. And we say it's inconvenient to do the work. We're too busy with the gifts you've given us. We're too busy with all this stuff that you've given us to play with, so we don't really have time to do the work. That's what you're saying. And you're trying to do that in the name of honor. It ain't honor that you're doing it. It's foolishness. Be a leader and learn the hard lessons. Take the time. Take the time. Chapter 45, Unresolved Conflict, the Five C's and the Four Principles, 2024. Captain, pray us out. Amen, amen.